I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermont's economy has always been influenced by larger forces, whether it's global recession or changes in the nation's trade policies. But the economic impact of climate change is a newer force. After a year of deliberations, a group of business and public policy leaders has come out with a report on how the state's economy should adapt to climate change. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
The report by the Vermont Climate Change Economy Council is grounded in the belief that the state's response to climate change has to go beyond what we as individuals do.
It can't just be individual behavior. It really has to be economic change.
Paul Costello is executive director of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, which created the group that spent a year putting the report together. Its central theme is a call to make Vermont globally known for providing a hospitable environment to green and innovative businesses and entrepreneurs.
Part of our premise is that those who do this and line themselves up with the right brand and the right assets to support businesses are going to have a major competitive advantage in the economy of the future.
Costello says with the right policies and the right marketing, Vermont could use a climate-centric economic vision to attract badly needed younger workers. The report recommends adopting policies that encourage energy efficiency and factor in the cost of carbon use by both businesses and consumers through financial incentives and changes to codes and statutes. The report makes no specific proposal for how the state should go about putting a price on carbon, and Costello acknowledges the concept is controversial and complex.
The need for care in doing it around how it would affect, for example, the farm and forest economy, the opportunity to do it with regional participation so Vermont isn't going it alone. You know, one of the things that we've done is define things that seem like big picture directions that Vermont ought to go outside of Republican, Democratic, progressive politics in Vermont.
Costello is aware that sometimes the dialogue around what to do about climate change seems to pit those calling for action against businesses concerned about cost and regulation. But as the report states, in an age of climate change, Vermont businesses are not the problem. They are and will be the solution. The Council on Rural Development will hold a summit on our economic future in the age of climate change on February 22nd at Vermont Technical College. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.